Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of The Business Core. I am Simon, and I'm your business builder. And really quick, I want to talk to you about don't blow your dough on rent if you don't have to. In order to start your business on a budget, every dollar must be preserved and spent only on the most necessary items you need. As rent is often one of the big expenses in business, it follows that you will be able to start your business if you don't spend a lot of your money on rent. If you don't need a high-profile location, don't get one. Start small. Pick an inexpensive location and move on to better digs after you are established. An even better option is to start your business out of your home if it is all possible. And we talked about starting your business out of a home in a previous episode. Another low-cost option is to start your business in a business incubator. The purpose of a business incubator, as the name suggests, is to foster and launch new business ventures and increase your chances of success by providing low-cost space, overhead, administrative services, equipment, and the expertise. You can run it as a nonprofit organization. Business incubators are usually started and funded by the government, universities, and other groups that are interested in job creation and community economic development. Business incubators began back in the 70s, and there are now more than 700 in the United States. The difference between an incubator and shared space is those who run incubators are dedicated to helping the business house their success through an in-house management, as well as financial and business consulting. If you're lucky enough to get a venture based in a business incubator, be ready to get an informal MBA in the process. And I say that because you will learn more than you ever thought was possible. Now, while all business incubators have the same goal in mind, which is to help and launch successful business, each has its own unique way of doing business. The bad news about business incubators is twofold. First, not all incubators are created equal. Some are more successful at accomplishing their goals rather than others. Second, even if you are not in the best incubators, you will nevertheless get spoiled. You'll have subsidized rent, commodities, and free help, which is hard to beat. But because the point of a business incubator is to launch a new business, you'll have to move on sooner rather than later because you got to make room for the next bootstrap entrepreneur. But it does have its benefits. Some of the benefits are you'll have that reduced rent. On an average, a business incubator can charge between 25 to 50% less than normal rent. It has a share and equipment that you can borrow together. It has access to financial and business acumen and contacts and everything. Great contacts. And its legitimacy, which can go a long way when you're looking to lure investors. And also not to mention its low overhead. But you can also learn more about what type of business incubators are in your area by contacting the National Business Incubator Association. They have a phone number at 614-593-4431, or you can go to a website, which is www.nbia.org. That was just a real quick overview about don't blow your dough on rent if you don't have to. I am Simon, and I am your business builder. If anytime I can help you, please contact me at area code 910-550-0088, or you can email me at simo.j@me.com. Have a great day.